Kitchen. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
New York Observer critic Rex Reeg poured out some haterade on Melissa McCarthy, but apparently the rest of the country had no problem watching what he called the tractor-sized female hippo in Identity Thief because it was the number one movie at the box office this weekend. It took in $36.5 million.
Number four.
After only two episodes, NBC has canceled Do No Harm. It was a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type medical show about a brain surgeon with an alter ego. How cool does that sound, right? And they promoted the heck out of it, too. But Do No Harm was the lowest rated in-season scripted series debut in recent history. The second episode did even worse, so NBC's pulled the plug.
Number three.
Lindsay Lohan owes the IRS $300,000, owes about the same to her now former attorney, Sean Hawley. Her mom's house just went into foreclosure, so how does she manage to get by? Sugar daddies, of course, not one, but three. A billionaire prince who paid her $100,000 to party with him over the new year. A hotel owner who's said to be completely smitten by Lindsay, always giving her a room and pays her bills from time to time. And this artist who not only loans her his suites in New York and L.A., but also lets her drive his Porsche. In fact, she was driving that Porsche back in September when she was accused of hitting a pedestrian in Manhattan.
Number two.
Some little Grammy notes from last night. You notice that A tatted on the back of Adele's right ear? She got that in honor of her baby boy, who we now know is named Angelo. And everybody's buzzing about Taylor Swift's opening performance, in which she obviously took a dig at Harry Styles. During the spoken part of We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Taylor puts on a British accent when she imitates a guy calling to say, I still love you.
Number one.
And Chris Brown was on his way to a charity event Saturday and crashed his Porsche head on into a wall. He wasn't hurt, but he says the car was totaled, and he blames it all on the paparazzi. Said he was trying to get away when he just lost control of his car. But the paparazzi are saying, nuh-uh, we were not there until after the fact. Don't blame us. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.